Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was gonna shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I gotta get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslept. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. You ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a break. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Amen. We're just excited this morning about what the Lord has to say on this morning. We had a few technical difficulties, but listen, we're here and we're live. We're here, we're live. Call for and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. Listen, before we get started, you know we do our effectual fervent prayer. So let us pray. And after we pray, we're gonna bring in the man of God. We're gonna allow him to come and we're gonna allow him to release what the Lord has to say on this morning to the people. Okay, so gracious and eternal Father, we thank you this morning for this opportunity to first off come to you in effectual fervent prayer. Father, we thank you for you just being God and being God all by yourself. God, we thank you for being in the midst of this, in the midst of us. And we know that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think. God, we don't come in any shape, form, or fashion. But God, we come surrendering our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to you on this morning. And we thank you, Father God, for just coming in and taking the reins of this broadcast on today. God, you say what you have to say. God, you touch what you need to touch. God, you bring into, God, your holiness and into your holy place, God, those that need to be here. God, we ask that you would stretch out your hands, your mercy, and your grace, God, unto them, God, that need you even closer now than they have ever needed you before. God, and for that we give your name praise, glory, honor, and dominion. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you now, I'm just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning. We have a fantastic man of God. Had the opportunity to share with him a couple of Sundays ago, and for that God has given unto him to come and to share with us this morning. I promise you, you won't be the same for coming to the broadcast on this morning. And we want you to get back, sit back, get your pen, get your paper, get your glass of tea, a glass of coffee, a glass of lemonade, or whatever you got to get, whatever you want to drink this morning, and get your pen and paper again. Get ready, because this man of God is ready to release a word of shift and a word of power into your life. So I present to some and introduce to them none other than my friend, our brother, here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Pastor Brandon White. Pastor White, are you there?
God bless you, Apostle Douglas. God bless you, man of God.
Yes, sir. Hey, you hear me? Yes, sir. Please, go ahead. You have the floor, man. God, whatever the Lord lay on your heart, release that to the people.
God bless you, Apostle Douglas. God bless you to each and every last one of you, my Lord and Savior, my brothers and sisters in Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. And here in Houston, despite that it's gloomy outside, we still choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Pastor Brandon White. I give leadership to New Destiny Fellowship Church, where we are blessed to be a blessing. 453 West Park Road, suite number 8, Houston, Texas, 770. 9-1. God bless each and every last one of you. I do have a word. There is a word from the Lord that God has given me on this day to deposit into the hearts of the men and women of God and children of God. But certainly, I pray that this word will bless your life richly. Eternal Father God, we thank you for this day, God. We pray that now it is the time that we release, God, what you have given to me. So, God, I pray right now that you open the ears of every believer, God. Open the hearts of every believer, God. Allow them to receive this rhema word that you have in this due season. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. There is a word from the Lord, and that word is found in the book of Psalms, taken from the theme of this month's manpower. It's taken from this month's theme, manpower, restoring the house, restoring the house. And there is a word from the Lord found in the book of Psalms, the 127th number of Psalms, beginning at the first verse, Psalms 127 and 1. Hear you what the word of the Lord declares in verse number 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keeps the city, the watchman watches in vain, but in vain. And I want to tag this text, this title in mind, built on a firm foundation. Built on a firm foundation. Just this verse in this context, we see that here families establishes homes and watchmen guards the cities. But both of those activities are useless if God is not with them. A family without God can never experience the supernatural bond that God brings to the relationship. A city without God will crumble from evil and corruption on the inside. And here is a challenge early on that I want to leave with you. Don't make the mistake of leaving God out of your life. If you do, all of your accomplishments will be for nothing. Make God your highest priority and let him, oh my God, let him do the building. Psalms 127 and 1, hear ye the Song of Solomon, that writes in these words, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. We do now in today's time, we are thinking that we are building homes. We're thinking that we are building these homes, but instead in actuality, we're just building shacks. Why? Because the Lord is not in it. And so if I am going to allow the Lord to build my house, the first thing I have to do is I have to make sure that I'm building on a solid foundation. It's very important in life that we build on a solid foundation. Because if our foundation has cracks, if our foundation has mistakes in it, anything that we build on that foundation is doomed to crumble. And not only did I have to make sure that I build on a found, solid foundation, lesson number one, when I'm building, I have to inspect the foundation. When a home builder builds a home, before they do anything, they have to inspect the surroundings. They have to inspect that which was around. Because watch this, then and only then did they begin to develop and they begin to plan and then they begin to execute the plan. Oh my God, I believe that at this time, in this season that we in our life, it's imperative that we check our surroundings. It's very crucial that we inspect those who congregate around us. Whenever you want to move, whenever you're building something, you got to make sure that you are building, watch this, with the right people. So I have to check my surroundings. I have to check those, watch this, that could be contaminated and conducive to my health, to my growth, to my development. except the Lord build the house. If you're going to build anything, you must not leave the Lord out of the equation. Live in the midst of me building on that foundation, I have to repair the foundation. Every now and then I have to make adjustments to that in which what I am built on. Because watch this, I have to know in life that anything that comes fast does not last long. Comes easy does not last long. Relationships. When I'm in relationships, you have to make sure that the relationship, that the foundation of the relationship is solid. When you're in a marriage, you must make sure that the relationship within the marriage is solid. Because watch this, when the winds begin to blow, as long as the foundation is secure, as long as the foundation is solid, you are able to withstand the outer blows that life will bring your way. It's very important that I understand and know that if I'm going to build anything, it's the Lord to be in it. The Lord has to be in it. Then the second part to that says that except the Lord keeps the city, the watchman watches but in vain. And I want to tell some people online that you have been up late at night worrying about this problem, worrying about that problem. Text says, except the Lord watches the city, the watchman watches in vain. There's a particular text in the book of Psalms that says, except the Lord builds the city, except he watches. It says to the Lord neither slumbers, thank you, Holy Ghost. There's a book in the Psalms that says the Lord neither slumbers or sleeps. He that watches over Israel watches over us. Translation, if God is going to be the one that stays up, it behooves you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to go to sleep at night. Because if God is going to stay up working it out, after all, God works behind the scenes. I encourage you to get some rest. Get some rest and go down in peace knowing that ain't no need to worry about what the night is going to bring. But it'll be all over, watch this, not only in the morning, but the Texan may endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning. Go to sleep. I'm reminded of a parable. There was a storm on the sea. And Jesus is at the found himself at the bottom of the boat, sleep. They come and wake him, Rabbi, Master, care it's not that we perish. Came to tell each and every last one of you that if Jesus is in your boat, no matter what you go through in life, everything is going to be all right. As long as he is in your boat, whatever you go through in life, everything is going to be all right. Let the Lord do the building. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. God, we pray right now, God, that you will build us from the inside out. Purge us from everything that's not of your will. Purge us from everything that's not of your way. Father God, we give you the glory, we give you honor, we give you praise on this day. God, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you are repairing, that you are reconstructing every area in our life. And, Master, that you are perfecting everything that concerns us right now. And we don't praise you that sooner or later, but, God, we thank you that even right now as we pray together, God, that it is turning in our favor. And what the enemy meant for evil, God, you have now worked it for our good. For all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. God, we thank you that there is purpose on the inside of each and every last one of us, God. So, God, with your help, with your ability, with your grace, God, we pray right now that you enable us, empower us, strengthen us right now to walk in the purpose in which you have planned for our life. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you all praise. These and other blessings, we send them up to your sign, seal, delivered. In Jesus' name. And all of God's children said amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Apostle Douglas. Thank you for having me on this broadcast. I pray that something was deposited into the lives of God's children. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Except a man build a house. Yes, Lord. Except a man build a house on a firm foundation. I love that. I love that, Doc. You see, the thing about what people don't realize, people look for them long, drawn-out super words, as I call them. And sometimes we just need to sit still and sit under a real good teacher to transform our thinking. And that's what you did on this morning, man. You gave the
God bless you, Apostle.
Word that we're not on. Listen, see, sometimes, and I'm guilty of it. We get caught into the emotional part of it, and we be so emotional in it, and we don't see what God is really trying to show us. Sometimes we just need to slow down and just get that word to get marinated in your spirit. And once that word
yes,
hits your
God.
Spirit, I mean, and that's what you did for the people this morning. You let that word hit their spirit just right.
Bless you, Apostle. Bless you, man of God.
See, because what we've been building on, what they didn't hear was that part. And see, it almost escaped me when you said that we're not building houses anymore. We're building shacks.
No, sir. Yes, sir.
See, that's the thing.
Yes, sir.
See, we're building shacks now. We didn't mess around
yes,
and instead of building what God told us to build, we build a shack. And because we build these shacks, what we're doing is, Doc, watch what we're doing. We building shacks and causing people to come, and they having a
come
shack
on.
Mentality instead of having a kingdom
yes,
mentality and trying to shift the kingdom. See,
yes,
you see,
Apostle,
it is.
We are building shacks, Apostle, and we want to attach the Lord to it.
Come on, sir.
We're building shacks, and we want to say in the name of Jesus. We want to call it in the name of the Lord.
Good morning.
My God.
Yes, sir. And see, this is the thing. This is the thing. We want to call it the house of the Lord, but we do it halfway.
Yes, sir.
We're going to call it the house of the Lord, and then we try to figure out why people ain't completely healed, why people ain't completely
yes,
delivered. Why people ain't completely set free? Because you came in, you got a full assignment, and you're doing a half-done job. And because you're doing a half-done job, you didn't build your shack. You started out with some good cedar wood for the foundation, and then you switched over to that dogwood. And that dogwood, that dogwood carry termites. And see, you got that dogwood and that cedar wood. Now that cedar wood is getting contaminated by that dogwood. And now you're trying to figure out why you got this flow in the church. And it don't seem like it's doing right because you just put the wrong thing in the wrong place. Boy, you listen here. Go ahead, Doc.
No, you have a problem. You right on it. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And see, one of our biggest issues, let me show you one of our biggest issues with the church. Let me tell you one of the biggest issues with the church. It ain't in the church. But it's a big issue with the church. And the big issue with the church is this. We do the bare minimum and expect God to do his best.
Come on now, Apostle. You just said something.
When we do the bare minimum and then we expect God to do his best. So what we do is, We open the invitation. We open up the invitation, and when we open up that invitation, guess what? We're not giving them an invitation. We're giving them an imitation. Oh, I don't think they see. They play on words. Here they play on words. Doc. We giving them the invitation to an imitation, and that's where our big thing is like that. Because we're supposed we're technically we're supposed to be imitators of Christ.
Yes,
and that's what the word says, that we must imitate Christ. If we, we're supposed to be, we're supposed to be a follower of Jesus Christ. We're following after Christ. Now, if we're supposed to be imitators of Christ, my question to you becomes this. If we imitate Christ, why does our walk and the walk with Christ look so different?
That's good.
Because you should have messed him up with this one. Because if you're walking after the wreck, walking in the footsteps of Jesus, and see, this is what I tell people. I tell people this is my thing. I'm gonna talk about me, so you can stay saved and stay in the church. Listen. I tell them this here. Now, this is what I tell them. If I'm going to follow after Christ, if my footsteps is going to follow after Christ, not only should my footsteps look like his footsteps, but my footsteps should not be too far from him.
That's it.
Now,
yes, sir.
Get me with it. We're going to stumble. We're going to fall. We're going to make mistakes. We human. I tell people all the time, I say, listen, I'm an apostle, but I make mistakes. I was talking to a brother the other day, and I was witnessing to him, and he said, man, one of the biggest things for me is the church always come after us when we make mistakes. I say, I'm just going to be one of those ones that's going to come out and tell you the truth. Watch this here. I told him, I said, I just made a mistake just the other day.
Yes, sir.
But watch this here. I told him I made a mistake, but I repented. I asked God to forgive me. I got back on track. See, repentance should always be at the forefront of your mind. Because watch this. You have intentional sin. You have sin in your heart, and you have sin that you commit not knowing. That's an omission and commission. And so I was asking one of the brothers, because he's a real good friend of mine, he's a pastor now. I was asking, because we grew up in church together. And I say, man, you say sin of omission and commission. I say, what is the sin? I know commission means the sin that we've done though. I said, what is the sin of omission? He said, that's that sin you do, and you think you ain't done nothing wrong, but you did it anyway. That one right there.
My
I said, okay, now I know what to pray for. I said, now my prayer includes sins of commission and omission, because these are the things we won't admit that we done.
Yes, sir.
And that's been the biggest issue with the body of Christ. We have the wagon been broke for years.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever seen one of them good old westerns? And they got that wagon, and they got that boom, that wheel that just keep on moving.
Or
something wrong with it. And they still hook that horse up to it, and they still pull that wagon down the road. We're so used to doing church as usual. When sometimes, watch this here, and I'm going to tell on myself, this is me. Like I said, I'm going to tell the truth and say in church. I had to do a self-investigation on me. And I told God, I said, God, I said, whatever it is that's working in me. See, because one of our biggest issues is we'll continue. Now, Lord, you're taking us somewhere different. I wasn't even going to go there. But since we ride, we might as well go and get on a ride all the way on.
Yes, sir. Ride all the way out of the possible.
Yes, sir. Watch this. God showed me something. God said, we set back and we get hurt and we get wounded. And instead of us sitting back and making the necessary adjustment that we need to make to ourselves,
yes, sir.
we keep preaching and bleed on other people. Watch this here. Now, there are those that are out there now. Watch this here, Pastor White. There are those that's out there that don't know that they're bleeding, and they bleed on people.
Yes, sir.
But they got these jokers that know that they bleed. You know that you have your issue.
Yes, sir.
But yet and still, you want to get up and you want to preach the gospel.
We put band-aids on it. We put temporary fixes. We're just going back to that, except the Lord builds a house. You know, what we do is when we want to do is when we're building these shacks, we have to make these unnecessary repairs. You have not took the proper time for the Lord to build you. Now what you are doing is you're having to put out buckets. And you're having to do this past job, and you're having to do that past job. A refreshing, a renewal, and a self-identity check is always deemed necessary at all times. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And so now going back to the bleeding, now because I'm bleeding, I am bleeding on you. That's going back to what the Bible says, the spirit. Try the spirit, by the spirit. Spirits travel.
Talk about it.
Spirits travel. And so now what I'm dealing with, the issue that I'm now dealing with, because I haven't took the proper time to seek the proper help that I need, the depression that I need, now what I'm doing is I'm transferring the spirit that I have, I'm transferring it to the body.
Right. And then you want to try to figure out why all of them went around mimicking that old woe was me spirit. Or
yes, sir.
They got this dogmatic spirit, or they got this I don't care what you think spirit on them. And it's because if you truly look at the heart of the leader. Now, you got something that come in with it. Don't get me wrong. You got something to come in with it. But then, but you can't look too far from the leader.
That's it.
You can't look too far from the leader. Because if the leader's there, and the leader, you ain't going to have a whole house full of them. You're going to have one or two stragglers that got an attitude problem. But see, that's the building on the pastor. That's the pastor. That's that pastor's, I tell people all the time, that's that pastor's strengthening right there. That's what worked in that pastor to get him in that place to where he's strong enough to go ahead on and keep on fighting a good fight of faith. He got to have some things that go on. But watch out. But if you got a whole house of these jokes. You can't look too far from the leader.
That's it. No, sir.
Anytime somebody come in my presence, they already know. I've always been a servant. And the people that are under me, the people that God has allowed to be under my wife and myself, we have transformed them into what we consider as servants, because we have a servant's heart, and because our heart is the heart of a servant, that heart falls on the people. I dare not go in and bleed on anybody else my issues, because of the simple fact that if I do that, now I become a vagabond to God.
Yes, sir.
I become a vagabond to God, and now I'm producing that.
Apostle, oh, you said something about a servant.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, when we go before the judge, he's going to say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Servant.
Yes, sir.
We want to serve. Some of us are serving for the Lord, like you, myself, and I, and others that are out there that's on this real battle front for Him. But then we have some of us as leaders that are serving just because of what we can obtain from serving.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
There are two different types of servants that I see. I see the servant that actually has the servant's heart. Like in David, in the midst of everything that he did, his heart was pure. He had a servant's heart. So he said, created me a clean heart. We have those who are servants of that heart. Then we have some that are servants for what they can obtain from him and or from the body of Christ with this status quotation and notice, notoriety. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'll do it. I'll do it if you call my name. I'll do it if you promise that you're going to put my name on the program. I'll do it only if I can preach at your next function. Let me help you real quick. I'll do it only if you let me be the forerunner for the next meeting. I only do it. But see, the thing about it is, I only do it spirit.
Yes, sir.
It's nothing more. Watch this. That spirit is nothing more than a spirit of jealousy and a spirit of pride that want to get in with more people and just do. I had the opportunity to speak to people of God. I had the opportunity to visit Pastor White's church. And he did something. I don't think people got it, but he did something that blessed me. Doc, you told the other musician, he said, man of God, he said, let this brother here come over here and play. It wasn't a fact, watch this here. Let me help you real quick. It wasn't a fact that the other man of God wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. It was a fact that Pastor Brandon, he wanted the people to see that, watch this, you can do this thing too. I don't want nobody in this room to feel like they don't have that their gift ain't being used. And it wasn't that he was looking any kind of way.
Yes.
It wasn't that the spirit wasn't flowing. It was the opportunity for him to pull that man of God in and let him use his gift and talent because it was time. And a lot of times that's the body of Christ, because we're trying to build this one-sided ministry. Man, listen, you
yes,
got
sir.
To understand, you got to use what's in your house. You got to use the people that's in your house. And when you use them folks that's in your house, boy, you're going to shift some stuff, some people, you're going to shift some mindset,
yes,
because people are going to say, this church right here, I like this church, because this church is a place to where your wife even got up and messed me up. I'm like, man, listen,
oh my God.
We might as well go and call her what she is. Evangelist's wife messed me up.
My God. Yes, sir.
And that's how you know that's a, come on, God, listen, don't you do this morning. That's how you know how the house is well balanced, because everybody moves.
That's it. That's it. And as a leader, Apostle, we cannot be envious and jealous over those who God has placed over us.
Help, sir. Help. Help.
And that's where these leaders are today. If this leader draws more than this one's been, then now what I do is I set them down because their gift is too bigger than mine. Their gift has become too greater than my gift. After all, I believe a spiritual father, a spiritual leader, ought to take joy and pride and pleasure in knowing that what I have been pouring into, I am now seeing the fruit of my labor.
Come on, sir. Come on.
But instead, we have leaders. Yeah, go ahead, Apostle. Oh. Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, go ahead, Apostle. I know you're going to go where I'm going.
No,
ahead.
You go ahead, Apostle. You go ahead, Apostle.
Listen.
Go right ahead, sir.
Listen.
I'm listening.
Watch this. This is the one that got me. You feel like they didn't surpass you. When in actuality, the only thing that's happening is their assignment is changing.
Ha.
And this is the thickness of your ministry. This is the growth in your ministry. When you see the one that outgrow what you have kept on him. You in turn lay hands on him and you send him out.
You release. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But no, you are
only with his disciples.
He's going in the cash flow. He's joining people.
Yes, sir.
But let me help you real quick. The same thing that is imparted in him is in you. Because you have coveted that man's gift in your house.
Yes, sir.
You done messed around and you done coveted this man's gift. And now you want to make his gift your gift.
My God.
You can't do this without me.
No, God.
You can't preach like this without me. I'm your spiritual father. That's your spiritual mother. Man, I've already told you. We have sons and daughters that are coming. And they're sitting among us. Some of them came. Well, our family and friends, they came and I told them once before, I tell them when at the right hand fellowship, when it's time for you to be released, God will show. See, and this is the thing. God, you should have messed people up with this one. I know you are. We sit back not, and we tell these people, when it's time for you to go, the Lord will show me.
That's it.
That is so misrepresented. God
yes,
will
sir.
Give you understanding that it's time for them to go. God will give you the instructions that it's time for them to go.
Yes, sir.
But God will never tell you that it's time for them to go. That's only for them because that's their ministry.
That's a word that God has given that individual.
And
what we have to do, Apostle, we have to be, oh my God, Apostle, it's like the prodigal son.
Yeah.
He sent them out. But at the end, if you send them out, whatever happens, they ought to have, watch this, a safety zone.
Right.
That they can come back to.
You got to have a safety net. Ask me how I know.
Come on, Pastor. I just know what's up.
Watch this. I have to go back home.
Yes, sir.
I left out the right way. Come here. Let me help you. The ones that got ministry, leave out the right way.
Yes, sir.
Don't leave raggedy. Don't leave raggedy. Please don't leave raggedy. Because when you leave raggedy, nobody wants you home. You like that son, that daughter that stayed in the house. You never cleaned your room. Your mama cleaning your room. You always in your daddy's pocket. You're always looking for something. You always want something from somebody. You need somebody to wash your clothes.
Come on, Pastor.
You like that when you leave. Watch this. That's what it's going to be hard pressed for you to come back home. But if you leave, watch this. If you leave in the spirit of humility.
That's it. That part.
I left out twice with my bishop. I left out twice. My first time I left out. And when I went out, I went home. And I talked to him. And when I left, Doc, let me tell you what I did. I went into my bishop's office. I went in my bishop's office and I got down on my knees. And I talked to him. Because he was sitting in the chair. I wanted to humble myself. This is the way the Lord showed me. I humbled myself. I got on my one knee and I was talking to him. I said, I have been called out. to go out. And he looked at me. He said, okay. I said, but Dad, I don't want to go. He said, listen. He said, listen, Jonah. He said, I refuse to let you be on this ship with me and call me to have issues with my ship because you're not
going to trust me. My God.
He said, well, I will lay hands on you. I will affirm you, and I will let you, and I will release you. He said, because I know you won't leave unless the Lord has told you to.
That's it.
And when I left out, this man of God laid hands on me. I went, and this is the thing. He had a fellowship, but the Lord drew me to another fellowship. And when I told him that, he understood. So I went to the fellowship, and he told me, he said, son, he said, I want you to sin, and I want you to take in everything that you need to take in. He said, because
yes.
You have to go with the spirit of expectation to get what you need from God. He said, go in and get as much as you can get. He said, and remember, this is always your home.
That's it. That's it.
And Doc, if I tell you, I move like a man, you know me. I'm six foot one.
Yes,
and I'm a gigantic crybaby. I cries. I ain't talking about no little bit of tears. I cries.
And so, sir.
I'm sitting there boo-boo crying, and he hugged me. And when he released me, man, I went out and I pastored, and some things happened, and I had to come back home. And same humility and humbled spirit that I went out, that's the same way I came back in. I got on my one.
Yes, sir.
Tell him my dad. I got into a front. I called him. He wasn't just my spiritual father, but he was my natural father. And I got all that
my
money
God.
And I told him, God,
yes, sir.
I cannot come back home. He said, you always come back home.
Yes.
He said, you left life. You can always come back home. He said, it's got some of these children, I ain't gonna never live back anymore. Because they left it right.
Yeah.
And see,
yes,
this
sir.
Is the thing.
The two
this is the thing. Even when you go to build your own house and it don't work out like you need to work out, watch this. You start building the shack. You realize you're building the shack. You pull back. You have to read. And listen to the revelation. We were all the way back to the shack. Listen, watch. You went and built the shack, and you realized that the shack that you was building was doing more harm than good. Now you got to go
yeah.
home and get the right perspective so you can go back
That's
out.
It. Back to the drawing board.
You broke. You hurt. You were wounded like we were talking about earlier. You was wounded. And because you was wounded, watch the tip. You was wounded. You had to go back to the drawing board.
That's it. Back to the drawing board.
And start all over again. Man, God, for this conversation that we're having. I thank God. I told him, man, this broadcast is a whole lot different from other people's podcasts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We do things a whole lot differently. I was telling some folks that we are not only our ministry. But what God has placed into us is different.
Yes, sir.
The woman of God was sharing with me, with us yesterday, and she said your ministry, and I tried to do it dignified. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I tried to do it dignified. On Facebook Live, I got all my clergy. I got all my ties, and I got all my suits and all that, my preaching. And that's well, fine, and good. But God told me, he said, you have to reach the people.
That's
where
it.
You are. So she said, you blue jeans and t-shirt preacher. She said, you always have been. And that's where you always going to be. That's not going to change.
Yes, sir.
So I've made up in my mind that makes sense. This next week, we do service on first and third Sunday, man. And so I made up in my mind that this next coming Sunday, we're going to do Blue Jeans and T-shirt day. And so it is what it is. I love what I do. Don't get me wrong. I love what I do. God has blessed me to be able to speak and preach and do all that stuff in the nice suits. And I got a band of the apostle, and I got hands laid on me, and I was in my apostle garments, and I got the big cross, I got the big ring, and I got my hat on, my little skull and I got and I looked it real nice. I really looked it real sanctimonious. But I was so hot in that thing, I told myself, I love y'all with the love of Christ. I said, but I'm supposed to get out of this. I love y'all. I will talk to y'all later. This is hot.
Yes, sir.
But and what we have to realize, man, is it goes beyond all of that.
Yes, sir.
It goes beyond that. And one of our biggest issues with our house, man, is that, and this is for every pastor that's listening under the sound of our voices this morning. Don't lose your identity and who you are.
Oh, my God.
Don't lose your identity. Don't lose your identity in Christ, and don't lose your own identity. Don't try to, come here, let me help you with it. Don't try to be somebody. You're not TV Jakes. You're not Creflo Dollar. Who else is that? Bill Wilson. You're not Bill Winston. All these other preachers. Tony Evans. All those preachers. You're not doing that. You're not.
Yes, sir.
It's good to listen to their ministry. Don't get me wrong. I love all of these brothers. I love them all. I love T.D. Jakes. I love Bill Winston. I love Tony Evans. I love listening to their ministry. Their ministry blessed me. But but my identity that and who I am, their identity. They found their identity. They're in their identity. They're in their element. And let me tell you something. Let me real quick, preachers, and listen to my voice real quick. When you imitate a man, you're going to fail. When you imitate a man, you're going to fail. It's not until you start imitating God. Talk to God and ask God to show you where he wants you to go with this ministry. Yo, wake up every morning to be, okay, God, what you want us to do in ministry? What direction you want us to go in ministry?
Yes, sir.
Where's the ground that you want me to go and you want me to talk to these people and call these people and call men to come? Where's it at? Talk to me. Let me know.
Yes.
And do what God tells you to do and be done with it.
And don't compromise.
Talk about that, Doc.
Don't compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, preach the word.
Mm-hmm.
Don't compromise it, preach it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't water it down, preach it. Don't
mm-hmm.
sugar coat it, preach it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't clean it up, preach it.
Yeah.
The word is the
yeah.
word. I hide in my heart. We all know what, preach the word.
Yeah.
You don't have to add to it. You don't have to take away from it. Preach the word. It's the word that's going to do the devouring, the cleansing, the separating, the cleansing. It's the word. We have to don't compromise the word. Preach the word. Preach it. Every preacher. Preach, preach Jesus. Mm-hmm. There is a nation. There is a world. This nation, these cities, they need to hear Jesus.
Yeah.
And then God said, "This my people."
Call by my name.
Yes, sir.
Yes, now watch this. Since this war has been going on, since this war with Ukraine has been going on, I have not heard nobody say this text. I have not heard not one person say this point. Oh, this is a war that ends all wars, and this and that, and this is going on, and that's going on. You know, and I want to take the Facebook and say, let's do a press for the Ukraine, proper Ukraine. I want to do it, but for some odd reason, the Lord won't release me to do it.
Yes, sir.
It's not because I don't think it's because it's a wrong thing to do. It's really not. But what I think the Lord is trying to show the people in the body of Christ is that we need to learn how to be instant in and out of season and know our position and know our role to do what needs to be done. And as leaders, it shouldn't be just one or two people that do it. It should be a whole bunch of us.
Yes. Yes.
And I ain't putting my Cash App up. I ain't putting my bill up. I'm putting up prayer. What I'm sending hope. I'm sending prayer.
Yes, sir.
And the cost of it is free.
Yes, sir.
You want this? Come get some of this.
Yes, sir.
Let the Bible say, "Come, let us reason together."
Together.
That's what that is. I'm trying to let this thing go. But that's one of the things that we have lost. It wasn't about back in the day when we were going to the church. It wasn't about me having more members than you, and you having more members than me. We came together to encourage each other. We came together to strengthen. We came to talk, speak life to one another. Hey, Doc. Hey,
because while we are debating, I feel this. While we are debating that I have more members than you, you have more members than me. You have children of God that are dying.
Come on, sir.
Because we are debating this membership, this leadership. My church bumps better than yours. Your church bumps better than mine. We have now the children of God that are now stuck in the middle of leaders battling. They're dying, and we cannot expect the body to align if the head is not in position.
It's like a brutal child custody now.
Yes, sir, and the children are suffering. Oh my God,
The children of God are suffering. I don't know if you ever known somebody or you ever had somebody that you know that has ever gone through a real messy divorce.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God loves it. Real messy divorce. And to this one.
Yes, sir.
It ain't the fact that the mother and father were saying, you know, they got to be it. But the fact of the matter is, if that two grown folks that is not willing, watch this, they ain't willing to say, okay, let's stop fighting for these kids. That's it.
Next time, not about them.
Because it's boy, God, you somebody, God. It's not the fact that that they are not, quote unquote, getting what they need. It's the fact that they're torn between two people.
Yes.
They're trying to choose. They would rather choose the world over the church because the world looks like they embrace them better than the church will. Because we too busy to fight for the minute things and the little stuff.
Yeah.
How much you took in this week, Doc? Oh, Doc. Yeah, I took in double that this week, Doc. Man, we sat back, man, and we had some church, man. We had some serious church, man. What was the word about? I don't even know, man, but I know we had some church.
And so now you have the children coming in the same and leaving the same.
Man. Because you don't include them.
That's it.
And then, watch this. And then you got the parents that's confused, and they don't know what to tell them because they feel obligated. Well, yeah, no, man, but that right there, that struck some nerves. I don't know if you ever been preaching and you felt them pins and needles.
Yes,
I felt some pins and needles. They put them on pins and needles like that. Yeah. You fight. You fight.
Yes, sir.
Your fight is with the church. Your fight is with the enemy. I'm going to say that one more again. Your fight is not with the church. You're fighting with the enemy.
Yes. Yes.
And who the Son can see is freeing you.
Yes, sir.
God. Okay. All right, Lord. I felt my release on that one. I feel my release on him. Listen, I thank God for the opportunity for this great man of God to come and to share.
Bless you, Pastor. Yes, sir. Bless you.
We were greatly blessed by the word that opened up the door to this conversation between me and the Son.
Yes, sir.
And we know, we know that y'all are blessed by what we're saying today. Because we were blessed. So, it's time the preacher can walk away. Revelation. And we were.
Yes, sir.
You know that this was not just a happen chance. This is what needed to be done. This is what needed to be done.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for
that.
Brother, I really do. I thank God for the relationship that was forged between men and brothers. Men and brother met. Let me tell our chance meeting. We met. We were looking for a place to have worship. We're looking for a place for Spirit to have church. And this brother and I met up at the church that he is pastoring at. And we were going to come in and be in the second quarter service, you're going to be coming in and be part of the drum service. And so we just sat back and God allowed our Mary and Martha experiences to come together and our babies.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so this man, God, and I have built a friendship through that chance meeting, and I thank God for him. Doc, listen, we know that we are here for you. Know that we are praying with you. We're praying for your marriage and things
of love
that they have for you. Man, I see the love. I see the love. Y'all, see, there's a difference between assuming that the church loves you and seeing that the church loves you. Doc, I know they love you, Doc. I could feel their love. I could feel their love when I came into the house. It was a very, 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 very fantastic meeting. I thank God for that opportunity to share and to be a part of what God is doing. Listen, let us pray for you before we get off the phone with you. And after that, after we pray for you, I want you to share, tell the people how to get in contact with you. If you and your wife, if you guys have business, because we are really big on support. So please let them know about your business, how they can get in contact with you, with your business, if there's any available for any business ventures that you guys are doing, but most definitely how to get in contact with you, where the church is, and all that.
Yes, sir. Our location is 453 West Parker Road, Houston, Texas. Suite number A77091 is our physical mailing address as well. 45 I-45 in West Parker Road, New Destiny Fellowship Church. God is moving. God is moving in the midst of our congregation. Also, on the side of the businesses that we have within the church, myself and we're putting together a team. I also am a licensed pre-need agent. To sell pre-need insurance. So I believe preparation starts not when your loved one transitions, but before your loved one transitions. So if ever you all need information in regards to pre-needs, have questions about pre-need insurance, I could be reached 832-691-9983. I am in the industry, been in the funeral industry for the last decade. So any question, any assistance you may need to have, feel free to give me a call. God is doing great things in the midst of his children and the lives of his children. And so I encourage every believer to, in this season of walking that you are in now, on this journey that you are discovering now, stay focused. Don't be distracted by what's around you. Don't be distracted by what's going on around you. You may be in a pandemic, but the pandemic does not have you. I'm going to say that again. Yeah. You may be in a pandemic, but the pandemic does not have you. And don't allow the pandemic to silence your praise. Do not allow the pandemic to put a muzzle on your mouth. Speak those things. Although it may not be happening for you right now, the Bible says that he, in due time, he will perfect that concern, that which concerns you. Keep speaking it. Keep calling those things that are not as though they already are. Apostle, when you came to the church, we was on Ezekiel, and he brought Ezekiel to the Valley of Dry Bones, and he said, Ezekiel, what you see? And he told him what he saw, and then God instructed Ezekiel what to do. He told him to speak. It's going to happen when you speak. When you open your mouth and speak, it's going to happen for you. Stand firm on what you're speaking. Hold fast to your faith. Don't lose sight right now. God is about to blow your natural mind in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let's pray for the man of God. Those of you all that are under the sound of our voice, stretch your hand towards your phone, towards your laptop, towards your iPad, whatever you're listening to us on. Stretch your hand towards the man of God. Father, we thank you for this weapon of warfare. On this morning, God, we pray, God, that you would restore back unto him, God, that he has poured out to the people. God, strengthen him on every hand. Let him know that even in this hour, God, that not only are you able, but Father, you are well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all he could ask us to. God, build him up in his most holy head, God, in every area of his life, God. We thank you right now, God. God, that you would not only just open up the windows of heaven and pour him out a blessing that he has not room enough to receive. But Lord, pour out a blessing faithful. God, and he will take that you pour into him and reciprocate that back into the body, back into the kingdom. God, because he is an honorable man before you. And because he's an honorable man before you, God, you will do for him that he needs you to do. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for the strength of his body, strength of his life. God, we thank you for the help meet that you have set on the side of his lovely wife. God, we pray for her ministry, God, that you have birthed.
Yes, God.
God, we thank you for wrapping your arm of protection and love and guidance around her. God, give her to know that even in this, God, not only are you able, but Father, you're well able to do great things. And for that, we bless, magnify, and glorify your mighty and rich name. Father, we thank you for all things being made well, God, in the house, God. Oh, my God.
Yes, God.
God, not only in the church house, Lord, but, Lord, in his house, God. God, we thank
yes,
you for
God.
Everything, God. God, that is that your oil touch my God. God, let your oil touch everything in the house. God, don't let not one spot by the oil. And that everything, oh God, God, that you have desired and strengthened and called to happen, to come forth, God, come forth even now, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let them walk away in this, God, strengthened for coming, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let their physical home, God, be so to the point to where the love abides, God. God, thank you for making it back and back like they were girlfriend and boyfriend back in the day. God,
yes,
they just walked in real hands, God. God, we thank you for restoring the I love you and I want to kiss you all day long. I just want you to just hold it. Lord, turn that back, God. God, in every area, Lord God, it's already there, but Lord, I want you to fortify it, God. God, to the point to where, God, when ministry of life happens, God, but they still got that I love you and I can wrap my arms around it and they can go to the honey hole, Lord, and just disappear. They just be them and leave this ministry behind for a little while. Put it down for a couple of minutes and then come back and refresh because they have learned how to encourage and minister to one another. God, we thank you in advance.
We thank you
for that. So, God, we thank you for the glory of the Lord that sets in that house. God, that all things are being made. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle.
Man, listen, God bless you, man. God bless you. Hey, man, hold on for a second. I want to talk to you. I'm going to go ahead on and do our quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the world right now.
Some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And sleepless nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Turn my midnight in today. So I thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 dry. It's 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 dry. Every one of my tears away.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your continued support and tuning in into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. God bless you so much. We appreciate you. Our scripture for today, our overcomer scripture for today, and our overcomer prayer is extended to you all this morning, which comes from Romans 10 and 9. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. On today, we thank God for the opportunity for him stretching himself out, not just in your life, but around your life and in every part of your life on today. Those of you all that are standing in the valley of the sea, trying to figure out what direction to go, to find your salvation, to find your place in here on this morning, I want to extend to you this opportunity to come a little bit closer to God simply by just receiving this prayer. And receive this prayer is very simple. I'm going to reintroduce Romans 10 and 9. And when I reintroduce Romans 10 and 9, I want you to lift up your heart, lift up your head, lift up your mind toward heaven and just say, Lord, I receive it. And once you do that, I have some things I want to share with you after that. So just lift your heart for a moment as we pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you in prayer. We pray for those, Lord, that are under the sound of our voice. God just does not have a right relationship with you and a right relationship in you. Father, we pray today. We pray today. God, that you would release right now in the mighty and rich name of Jesus. God, we pray that you would release into them that they need to walk not just clearly into you, but Lord, to walk into what you have called them to walk into. Father, we pray that you would stretch out your mighty hand even now over in and around their lives. God, let them know that even in this, that you are not only just God, but Lord, you are the strength of their life, and you are their salvation in their life. And God, we thank you in advance, God, for what you're doing even now. God, give them the ability to stand and to be in not only just who you are, but in whose they are. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, your word tells them in Romans 10 and 9, that if they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that you died and was raised from the dead, that you are, that they are now saved. They're now saved. God, we thank you for being saved and safe in your care. Those that, God, that desire, God, to have that closer walk with you, God, grant them your grace. God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, there are those, God, that are under the sound of our voice, God, God, that are still standing in the valley of decision, not knowing which way to go. God, we thank you that they are. We thank you in advance, God. God, that you are God, and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, there is no other. And we bless, magnify, and glorify, and edify your mighty and rich name. For you are not only just God, but you are our strength and our might. In Jesus' mighty and rich and infallible do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, I want to give you three keys. The three keys are very simple. First, get you rid of your Bible. Second, get you a church home. And third, to make sure the man is preaching the word, teaching the word. It's also living the word. You can tell it. Now, remember, those of you all who are in the church home, we are not only just the owner-operators of this Worldwide Gospel Connection, but we are also the pastors of the Abba House International. We would love to have you come and be a part of our family. Our motto is there is room in the house. So listen, there is room for you in the house. come and be a part of this great journey that we're going on. And we look forward to you guys being a part of the journey that God is taking us on. We are having our viral services, and we also have our in-person services on first and third Sundays. You could come and meet us at 1910 Sam Houston Parkway. That's 1910 North Sam Houston Parkway. That's 1910 North Sam Houston Parkway. And that is going to be at the Staybridge Hotel. At the Staybridge Hotel, we have our services there on first and third Sunday. We look forward to you guys being a part of what God is doing and what God is speaking and how he's moving by his power and by his strength and how he's doing what he does. And that is being God and being God. In fact, yes, he is. And so we thank you for all things being made well, not only just in your life, but around your life. And for that, we give God praise. For that, we give God glory. For that, we give God honor. And the body in which, in the valuable name of Jesus Christ, that God will move by his power and strength over your life and in your life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Listen, those of you all who would like to be a partaker in sowing on today, you can do so by going to your Cash App, your Zelle, or to your PayPal, and you can drop a seed. Remember those of y'all that sow into us, this is our motto and our creed. When you sow into us, we sow into others. And if that seed that we sow into others, they sow into us. And this is the reputation. This is how you receive a harvest in a field that you did not plant in personally. Because that seed that you sowed in us, we sowed in those others. And that caused you to have a harvest and a sowing time at the same time. Because your seed is continually being reproduced to go from one field to the next field, to the next field, to the next field. So those of y'all who would like to sow, please feel free to sow into this worldwide gospel connection. And to do so by going to your PayPal, and it's paypal.me/worldwideGC. You can also go to Zelle, which is 832-816-7997. You can also go to the Cash App, which is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. You can sow into any one of those methods of sowing. And remember, as you sow that seed is being prayed over, and that seed is being sent out to help those out in other places that we go into and help. We also help the homeless. We also feed the homeless. So you're sowing into the ground, amen. You're sowing into the ground, amen. We thank God for that opportunity to be able to sow into the ground and do what we do and sow into those that need to be sowed in. And we thank you for your gifts that you sow into us, and we're able to do that. So God bless you. We appreciate you. We love you, and we look forward to you guys joining us again on our next broadcast. Remember, we have Wednesday, Thursday, that is going to be coming up. Pastor has a fantastic guest that will be coming on. Remember to come on and be a part of that. She has a fantastic guest coming on, so you guys connect with her on Thursday. And then on Friday, we're setting up next Friday. This Friday we will have the bank president from PNC. He will be with us this coming Friday. We're going to put that flyer out. We would love to for you guys. This will help you with your finances. This will help you get you right with your mindset on how they're paying the bills and all that good stuff. So this is that in itself is a blessing. Amen. Amen. Listen, we thank God for you. We thank God for the opportunity to share and for you to be a part of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we ask that you continue to pray for us. And remember to share that number. Share that number. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Share that number. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a colleague, and be a part of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will talk to you guys on next week. On this week, as Lady does, as Pastor does come in, and she will do her Wednesday, Thursday. So remember, you guys be a part of that and come and do what you do best, and that is share, like, and love what we're doing here on the Word of Our Gospel Connection. And listen, guys, always remember, God is not only able, but he is well able to do what he says he's going to do. And we thank you for your continued support. Amen? Amen.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
My world needs you right now. My world needs you.